There is no denying how pervasive technology has become in our everyday lives. Specifically, cell phones and social media provide us with a platform for communication which is easier, cheaper, and faster than it has ever been before. However, consequences are bound to arise when we begin to become too dependent on this technology for communicating. Significant changes in our psychology occur when we rely too much on technology to communicate. People have grown to become more comfortable with having conversations via the internet or text than in person. In fact, many people report feeling more confident when they can compose or revise what they want to say through text. This dependence on technology within the past few decades has correlated with a decrease in empathy and an increase in narcissism within society. In a study conducted from 1979 to 2009, researchers found that people's ability today for empathic concern and perspective taking has declined significantly from where it was 30 years before. People also tend to describe themselves as having less concerned feelings for others. In essence, when people choose to use technology rather than face-to-face conversation to communicate, they lose out on experiences that develop empathic skills. Being able to recognize nonverbal cues or understanding when to speak or listen during a conversation are the fundamental skills needed for empathy and for being able to understand how one feels without being explicitly told. When we fail to develop empathy on the individual level, it has an effect on all of society. A lack of empathy is the basis for all of society's problems today. Whether it is wealth inequality, racial tension, or terrorism, most of today's most pressing issues come from two groups of people who cannot empathize with each other. In order to reverse this trend, people must choose to have in-person experiences and face-to-face conversations rather than rely on technology for all of our communication. Human capacity for understanding and relating to one another still exists, but the decision to cultivate that ability is up to oneself.